Chapter 3. In the Cemetery. The next day, Tom was on his way to school, and he saw his friend Huckleberry Finn. Huck's parents were dead, and he lived in an abandoned house. Nobody made Huck go to school, and all the boys envied him because of this.
"Hi, Tom,"
Huck said.
"How are you?"
"Oh, hello, Huck,"
said Tom.
"I met a beautiful girl yesterday, and..."
"A girl?"
Huck interrupted.
"That's not interesting. Let me show you something really interesting."
"I'll be late for school,"
said Tom.
"I'm already in trouble with my teachers."
"That's not important,"
said Huck, pointing to something under a tree. Tom was impressed.
"Wow, a dead cat?"
he said.
"What are you going to do with it, Huck?"
"I'll bury it in the cemetery tonight,"
was Huck's reply.
"Will you come too?"
"Of course,"
said Tom.
"I'll meet you at midnight."
"Okay, see you then,"
said Huck. Tom was late for school, and his teacher punished him. "You must sit with the girls, Tom Sawyer," she said. There was only one free seat, next to Becky Thatcher. Both Tom and Becky were very happy about this punishment. At midnight, Tom arrived at the cemetery. Huck was already there. He looked worried.
"There are other people here, Tom,"
Huck said.
"I heard voices."
"Maybe there are ghosts in the cemetery,"
Tom said.
"Are the dead people coming to life again?"
"Ghosts don't have human voices,"
Huck said.
"There are three men here. They're digging inside a new grave."
The boys hid behind a tombstone and watched.
"That's Muff Potter and Injun Joe,"
Tom said quietly.
"Muff is always drunk."
"Dr. Robinson is there too,"
Huck said.
"He's waiting for a dead body. He needs it for his medical studies."
"Why?"
asked Tom.
"Doctors learn a lot from dead bodies."
Suddenly, the men started to fight. Dr. Robinson hit Muff on the head, and he fell to the ground, unconscious. The boys saw Injun Joe take Muff's knife and kill Dr. Robinson with it. Then he put the knife back in Muff's hand. After a few minutes, Muff opened his eyes and saw Dr. Robinson's dead body. He was surprised and frightened.
"What happened?"
he asked.
"I don't remember anything."
"You killed Dr. Robinson,"
Injun Joe cried.
"He didn't want to pay your price for the body, so you killed him with your knife."
"Oh, no,"
cried Muff.
"I can't believe it."
"Let's get out of here quickly,"
cried Injun Joe. The men ran from the cemetery and the boys were alone.
"Huck, we can't tell people about this,"
Tom said.
"Injun Joe will kill us."
"That's true, Tom,"
Huck replied.
"This must be our secret forever. Do you promise not to tell?"
"Yes, I promise,"
Tom replied.